There she is.
Are you?
How are you?
No, I have to do this filter thing again. Teruk kan, rabak gila muka.
Tak apa. Thank you for making it. Great people TV.
My friend. Pardon?
How's things?
Good, yourself?
Well,
it's been ages, man. I haven't seen you in years.
I know, because to be honest with you, with the pandemic and everything, I've just been makes sense of everything, cari makan and, you know, getting everything back up. Because our industry got hancur sikit, right?
Cool. Totally.
Tell us what you've been up to lately.
Oh my goodness, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I like to talk. And okay, so basically, our industry was one of the first to be shut down, right? Entertainment totally cut off, and then ours was one of the last to be opened up again. That's what it is. What it is lah. What to do, kan? Dah memang macam tu. But in the meantime, I've had to become like sort of an entrepreneur. So at the moment, we've got two restaurant bars. One in Bangsa, one in Kota Damansara. It's called Bats. So I'm a part of that. Singing is slowly coming back again. But the main thing is that now I'm focusing on my kids, schooling and their classes and all of that. Bats. And just life lah. And then the work is slowly coming in again, like singing and stuff. So that's also great.
Hey, I just want to ask you, you know, because I must give you credit and applause. Because I always tell my family this, that hospitality is the toughest industry out there. You know, like really hustle to another level. In entertainment, it's hustle, but hospitality is hustle to another level. What made you want to go into, you know, the catering? I mean, not catering.
I wouldn't. Well, it's not really catering so much. Like it's food and beverage, like basically. So it's a restaurant bar. So people, well, what made me go into it? My partner lah. If I hadn't met my partner, I would never have gone into that thing because it's so, like, jauh, okay? It's, like, not me at all. But I've learned so much in the past 2 years and some with regards to the business. And, it is tough work, lah. It's constantly chugging, you know?
Right.
Jack, tak sihat. Why? Look, tak sihat ke?
No, I'm tired. I just got off a plane last night.
No, somebody's asking if I'm not well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe because I sound a bit nasal, but that's from the lack of sleep. Continuously not having enough sleep.
Yes, that's a really good point. I mean, get some sleep, everyone. But if you want to ask your questions, get in your questions very quickly because Jack and I...
We only have about...
1:25, so time is money, they say. But look, Jack, thanks for sharing that about sending love from your fans from Indonesia, from Stephen Frederick. Thank you, Stephen. Apa khabar di Jakarta? Okay, absolutely great. So, Jacqueline, I mean, yes, it was. I mean, just tell us a little bit about Bats. A bit of a plug-in about Bats.
Okay, so because I'm a singer and I love music, obviously, and I think music in general is a very, very big part of my life. So when I had the opportunity to be a part of this, of course, I said, oh, we've got to have music. You know, so it seems for me, it seems like I've gone full circle lah. Like I came from the clubs and bars, hotels and all of that. And then now I have an opportunity to be a part of something that could be the same lah. So full circle lah, in a sense. So basically it's very, we have a tagline lah. Bats, the home of great music. Bats, the home of great food. The home of beautiful faces. So we try to, we're very much a people bar, also very music oriented. So we've got live music every day. We have, I think our signature is the mini grand piano. We have a mini grand piano in Bats, in both actually. So I was adamant about that. We were going to get a piano anyway. And then I found this perfect piano. So that's like a trademark lah. So people look at the piano there, and then there's the red curtains and there's lights. They're quite distinct lah. So it's, you can point it out. This is Bats. And basically that lah. We just want to have a lot of fun. We're like your bar. What's the tagline for Cheers? Where everybody knows your name. So we're one of those lah. And everybody goes to say hi. No, our staff, all the owners, the partners. So we're pretty much that. So I think because that's what makes the place, you know? So we're like a little close-knit family, and we have so many regulars who come back every day kind of thing. So it's really, really a great little joint, I'm going to call it that.
I'm going to come by once I get myself a bit organized and definitely bring the family. But I'm going to ask you this question about our good friend, JJ. Hey, JJ.
Yo, JJ.
So always a great, he's also set up a podcast, and he's also putting out some really, really positive content out there. He's a good guy. You know, he's also, JJ, you don't know this. I've always looked up to you in terms of being a presenter, and well, especially in radio, because radio is something I can't do, and he does it so well.
Do you know that we're related, JJ and I? he's gonna kick me if I tell you how I won. I'll just say we're related. JJ really? And I.
Cool. I wanted to ask you a question about COVID and tell us about that experience. But I want to compile it with JJ's question, because this is something that a lot of people found very hard to do during COVID, in terms of how do you stay positive with all the negativity in the world, especially during COVID. I mean, it's a good point, because everybody, the cliche saying is that everybody says, hey, stay positive. But some people don't have a lot of positive bones in their body. So how do they find it? How do they do it? So in question to JJ's question, and in relation to when the pandemic started in March 2020?
Now, in hindsight, when you look back at the whole thing, right, it just, like, you're absolutely right. It's like, it's a very long period to be, like, cooped up at home, not being able to do what you want to do, see your friends in person. It was quite a depressing time, that 2 years. But I think, I've always been someone who looks at positivity. I always look at the silver lining. I've always been like that. No matter what I'm going through in life, no matter how tough it is, I always think that's the reason why this is happening. So I'm never the one to have regret, because there's no point regretting. It's already happened. It was bad news, whatever it is, you know, you can't change it. So I've always been someone who's, it's okay. It's okay that it's happening now. It'll get better. It'll get better. So that's how I've always been. And throughout these 2 years, right, so with no work, that was tough. Because I still have to feed my kids. I still have to pay my bills. I still have to do everything as normal. But then I've got no money coming in. So that was really tough.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, when there was...
I kept silent.
Right. But when I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, when everybody could, you know, realize that, okay, we're kind of slowly opening now, and then it dawned on me, when I checked my bank balance, it's like, oh, I've depleted all my money. Like, literally, I have nothing left. But again, I still, in that situation, I'm thinking, oh, God, thank you so much for carrying me through these 2 years, you know. I had something. So mentally, I was sane because I was busy with bats, even though there was a point where we weren't allowed to open, but still, you know, you're mentally using your head, your brains, you're working, so you're not like drowning into a puddle kind of thing, you know, quicksand or anything. So, yeah, I mean, I still stand by God knows what he's doing. Things are supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen. We're all meant to go through this. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully more come out stronger than not, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Did I answer your question?
Well, yeah, you did. And were your children asking you the questions, hey, mommy, when will this finish, you know?
They're really young. So Jonah's turning 7, Molly's turning 5 in August. So they're very young. And, you know...
Young are smart, you know, Jack.
Really they are, but I suppose when...
Quick, my son...
How old is your son?
Yeah, my son is 6 this year. My daughter's 9, but she was asking me the question. They were both asking me ask question. When will this be finished? But you know, I mean, if they were to ask you that question, why did COVID happen? How would you answer it?
Now that they're a bit older, like, you know, they still wear their masks, but it's a norm now, so they always wear their masks when we're going out and everything. But what I'm saying is, like, I suppose they were pretty contented at home, lah. So we were keeping them well entertained. So maybe they didn't need to. I want to go out. Actually, I don't think he ever asked me. So his classes continued online and all of that. So I didn't get that question. But now that they're a little bit older, I can explain to them, you still have to keep your mask on, otherwise you get sick. So when they put notices on the lift, they kind of want to read, and they're like, Mama, where's the word fever? like I saw fever the other day and stuff. So I kind of explained to them. So even now with hand, foot, and mouth. So I'm like, if I take you to the play gym, you got to make sure not to touch your face. So they kind of understand. But during that time, no, they didn't really ask me anything about that.
Nice. Okay, okay. That's interesting. But get ready for that question. And just giving you a heads up when that question comes in, because I had to get creative. But speaking of getting creative, this is an interesting question, because this is just a catch-up session with, hey, how you doing? You know, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I do apologize for being a bit quiet. I'm just trying to figure things out. Sorry, Makan. But tell us, I'm not going to ask you about your career now, because your career speaks for itself. But when you came to the market, when you got to be known and everything, the newspaper and radio was still the noise machine, the publicity machine. And then later, late 2007, 8, 9, 10, digital just got stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So I just wanted to ask you, and guys, get your questions in, yeah, because we've only got Jacqueline only for another 8-9 minutes. But basically,
time passes when you talk so much. me talking.
But true. Tell us about what it's like to sing in a non-digital era versus performing and entertaining in a digital era.
I speak for myself. I came from that era where everything was like physical and I'm used to that, I suppose, but times are changing and it's changing very, very, very quickly. So it's great social media, but it's also very frustrating. I'll give you an example. So it was Facebook first, right? Or was it, what was it before Facebook?
Twitter first.
The what?
Twitter was first.
Was it? Oh, I didn't really catch on Twitter. Yeah, I mean, I didn't tweet so much.
It was Twitter, Facebook, and then much, much later was Instagram.
Okay. So anyway, Facebook, the time that I got kind of involved. Okay, so Facebook. And then when Instagram came on and everybody was moving to Instagram, I'm like, oh no, here's something new I have to learn. So then I got onto Instagram and then suddenly TikTok came on. I'm like, oh no! And I swear, I have a TikTok account. I haven't posted anything because I feel like it's so complicated. I'm sure it's not. It's just I need to take the time to learn it.
It is complicated, to be honest.
It is, right? It's like, oh my goodness, what are these people doing? I feel like we're going to, I'll slowly feel like, oh my goodness, I have to get onto TikTok, and then I'll get on something new will come on and I'll be like pulling my hair out kind of thing. So, I mean, as much as it's everybody is sort of everything is social media driven. Everything is social media driven right now. They want to know, do you know what I mean? Like when people ask for quotations, they want to know, oh, how much you're going to charge for this. But everything is pretty much very social media driven. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard-ish, but it's very, very different. You know, there's like, I like when I sing to a crowd, like really I'm in front of an audience, the energy that I get as opposed to me singing, let's say, live on Instagram, for instance. You know what I mean? So it's a different kind of energy. Well, but you have to move with the times, I suppose. So it's a little frustrating at times because I'm not so savvy. It is what it is.
It is what it is. No, I mean, I say this question to everybody all the time. I said, oh, another app that I have to learn? Another one?
Exactly.
What is it tomorrow? You know, I mean, I know the younger generation who are in their teens and then their 20s and even in their 10s probably saying, oh, this is what it is. But, I mean, you can't just force change all the time. You got to get implement a change, let people get used to the change and then go from there. But just can't implement change.
I think it comes naturally to the younger generation where we're a bit like, oh my God. it doesn't come naturally to us.
Very true, very true.
I think so, yeah. I mean, we're not that old.
Anything you love here, Jack, Aika.
Where are you looking?
Bintang. Yeah, a lot of people sending you. Look, everybody, please follow. Hello. Jacqueline Victor's Instagram and Facebook, social media. Follow Great People TV as well. Great People TV is about bringing you Great People TV every week. And we're really thankful that, you know, Jack has come on and just shared with us her lunchtime, because in the evening she's really booked. She's very busy with bands. So musical entertainment gigs, which are picking up. God bless. So just a couple more questions, Jacqueline.
Sure.
Now that, you know, we're living in that age that, like you said, everything is digital and, you know, but now you sort of diversify, you set up a restaurant and, you know, things are getting better. Where to for Jacqueline Victor? Because people still when it comes to singing and entertainment, you know, Malaysians who can, who are world class, you're still in that bracket. You're still very young. You know, you're still very young. There's a lot more to give. But some people in this business, especially because it's tough, it's competitive, there's COVID now, they just say, okay, look, I've had enough. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do something that's just very simple, straightforward, and boring because it pays the bills. What about you? I mean, are you heading down that path or do you still want to
No, I think I'm still going to be pretty much singing. As long as I can sing, as long as I can still do what I do, I will continue. That will always be my main bread and butter, I think. But in the sense, because of COVID and everything, I've had to diversify, like you said. But no, music is still pretty big. If you're asking where I'm going career-wise at the moment, yes, I know I've been saying, yes, it's a new single coming. For the past couple of years, I've been saying that. And then it's never really happened. But I have actually recorded a single. It's for a, I don't know if I can say this, but it's for a soundtrack of a thing lah. So that got posted. Yeah, so it's like a theme song for something lah, which I don't think I can say yet. But so that got recorded maybe, 1.5 months, maybe 2 months ago. And got postponed because of some stuff. But it will be out pretty soon. So even if this thing doesn't take off, the song will take off.
Okay.
So when I say soundtrack, it's got to do with a film or a... or a like drama series or some. I'm trying to confuse you here.
No, it's okay. I'm just gonna simplify it and say to everybody, look out for.
There is a song already.
It's called something lah.
Something lah. Tunggu dan dengar lah.
Something lah is coming to a musical store near you
soon. I do not have a date for it, but everything has been arranged, so it'll be available on Spotify and all of that. So I'm quite excited because I had to go into the studio like 3 times to get this song right. Only because I was over singing and exhausted, so when I went into the studio, I just couldn't, and the range of this song was a little bit like, whoa, okay. So and I was exhausted beyond words, even certain energy drinks weren't helping me at the time. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. No, something lah coming along the way very, very soon, especially with Jacqueline with a spark in her eye, no pun intended. And
literally, can you see the bling in my eye right now?
I can. And here's a comment here from Wensir Jr. I hope I pronounced your name right. Hi, Jack. It was nice meeting you in PIC last Sunday. Thank you for standing up for me. That sounds like Jacqueline.
PICC?
Sorry?
Yeah, we're in the midst of filming. Where are you looking? We're in the midst of filming something, and okay. It was nice meeting PICC last Sunday. Yay!
Yes.
Can't tell you what it is. Secret, top secret.
Of course, PNC until. But one final request or question is that you're a musician, you're an entertainer. You just don't sing to people to inspire them and keep them calm and cool. But you also sing to keep yourself calm and cool. So what's your favorite lyric? And can you sing that favorite lyric when you're stressed? When you're stressed and like you're like, oh, but I'm sure you sing your favorite lyric like Simply the Best or whatever. I mean, I'm just giving hypotheticals.
A Susie Wynan song. It's a Christian song, so I don't know if I should sing it here.
Okay, right,
it's the Susie Wynan's. It's I Surrender All.
Right. Can you hum it? Can you hum it too? Can I?
It's quite. Yeah, maybe I can lah, but I don't offend anyone.
Tapayala.
It's called I Surrender All. CC Winans version.
Cool.
Amazing, amazing. She takes it to church literally. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, well, that is one of those.
That's your roots, yeah. The church.
Totally.
Totally. I love the church music. I don't mind saying that, being a Muslim. I don't mind saying that because I have a lot of Christian friends who are Christian. And I went to a boarding school in Australia and a lot of my friends went into it. And you know what? Church music, it's just really,
I mean, it's
inspirational. It's so inspirational. And that's my objective.
It is, but it literally says, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. So, but basically the message in the song is to just let go and let God, you know? Let yeah, and then that's really how I am now. Like I just berserah kepada Tuhan kind of thing, you know? Like everything that happens in my life, I'm like, God, you just take it. Just take it and just do what you gotta do for me. With me. With me.
Well, you know what, in it doesn't matter what faith you are, you look to God, God is great. Yeah. God bless, hallelujah, alhamdulillah, all of the above. So Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
I don't mean to keep this tight and rude, but Jacqueline is on a very tight schedule. Appreciate you, my friend. You've always been very nice to me, responding texts.
Thank
and
you. Same to you.
And
same here.
We'll drop by back sometime with the family to makan and catch up, yeah?
Come.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Take it easy.
You too, my dear. Take care. God bless.